article. No one ever gave her life so that there would be a TV show about it. The reason these people give their lives is so that we will take this wine and pass it to millions of people around this world and save the planet and save the people who live on it. And if we do not take our job seriously, if we do not pass this choice wine, then the whole thing will be in vain. And sometimes I know, friends, that it's hard. It's really hard to pass this wine all the time. The pressures get to us. It is hard. I don't think that any of us should think that it's easy. And because their blood is in our veins, we shouldn't want it to be easy. We should want it to be hard. Because we're tough. Because we're soldiers. And soldiers don't want it to be easy. If you want it to be easy, you go live on a mountain. Don't go to the Falkland Islands. If you want it to be easy, you escape into drugs. If you want it to be easy, you escape into whatever the society has to offer. And there's plenty out there, friends, to escape into. But because we are involved in this movement, the vast movement of people in the world closer to Baha'u'llah, we are willing to accept the hardship. Because when we go to the Abha Kingdom, none of us want to say to Mona or her friends, "Geez, I'm really sorry you had it so difficult in Iran. We had it pretty easy in North America." We don't want to say that. We want to be able to cry on their shoulders and say, "Here's what we suffered. Here's what we gave up. Here's what we did in spite of an incredible civilization that Baha'u'llah said would devour us. And while it was devouring so many millions of people, we were part of the Baha'i Youth Movement and we turned it around and we struggled." And it all comes down to this, friends, that Baha'u'llah has chosen us. We think we've chosen him, but I think that he has chosen us. And what can we do about it? It gets lonely out there teaching. Sure, it's lonely. The dreaded note. 30 minutes. Very good. Thank you, Hussein. Good. But he chose us. He really did choose us. And you know, if we look at each other, we might look pretty good on the outside, right? But we know inside, we need help. Oh, help. Yeah, I mean, it's great when you got 2,000 people around. You say, "Oh yeah, we're going to do great." But when you're alone, you need help. If God is so powerful, why doesn't he give us a little more help? You might ask. If God is so powerful, like Bill Hatcher says, if God is that powerful, why doesn't he get all the stars in the universe and have the stars spell out Baha'u'llah? He could do it. Don't you think he has the power to do that? Okay. Why doesn't he send rank upon rank of angels in designer wings or something? All of them just floating around the ionosphere and zooming down to earth and singing "God is One." People would really be impressed with that, wouldn't they? They would really like that. I would. How about if he opens up the heavens and like the clouds open up and a big voice comes and says, "Go to a fireside." Really, it'd be great. I would love that. But as we study the writings, we see that he has given us what we need. It is not what we want. What we want is we want Walter Cronkite or some famous person to become a Baha'i and get on TV and say, "Allah Abha, friends, hear now the news." We do. We want Walter Cronkite to end the news broadcast and say, "Well, that's the way it is. Don't forget to go to feast tonight, friends." Everybody would go to feast. It'd be great. But it is so clear, friends, that we have all the power we need. And what we need to do is use it. And I am convinced that the reason that this generation is called upon to establish the lesser peace, to bring millions of people into the faith of Baha'u'llah, is precisely because we are not able to do it. He says, "Do it," because we're not able to do it. Because it is only through his power, when we use it, that this power is enabling people to become Baha'is. When we stand up and move and go somewhere and teach the faith, we are shaking in our boots. We are so afraid. Oh, God, what are they going to do if they ask us a question? I wish Bill Hatcher was with me. He'd answer it. He'd show this guy. I mean, really, we really think that. But friends, don't think that it's totally unjust. Because you know what happens? When you go and you do it and it works, you're so surprised that you give Baha'u'llah the credit. And you know what that does? That keeps us humble. And this is extraordinarily important. We are humble when we go to teach the faith. But you know, we go there, and the people who we teach, they see such confidence. They see such happiness. They see us loving all the people of the world. And they look at us, really, and you think of the person who taught you the Baha'i faith. You think of this person as a giant. We will look to them like we are giants. But friends, the only reason that we look so tall is because we are standing on the shoulders of the martyrs of Shiraz. That is why we look so tall to them. And let us not forget who's helping us every step of the way. In closing, I promise not to tell any more psychiatrist jokes. Except maybe one if Hossein comes over again. Six things, very quick things to remind you of. Maybe you haven't thought about them recently. Jews, Christians, Muslims, all people all over the world, they are praying all the time for peace. They are praying for the establishment of the New World Order. Friends, they don't know it. They don't know it, but they are praying for us to become better soldiers of love, because that's how it's going to happen. Number two, Baha'is are always looking for better methods. You know, what kind of teaching we want to do? Let's do skyscraper teaching. We'll teach everybody who's on the top of a skyscraper. Or let's do subway teaching. Or let's do pumpkin teaching. Anybody who has a pumpkin, we'll teach them. We always look for these great methods, you know. And friends, it is so clear from our writings that Baha'is are always looking for better methods, but God is just looking for better Baha'is. And I hope that that's us. Number three, very important for youth. Don't think that you should be like someone else. Don't say, oh, I wish I was smart like this. Or, oh, I wish I could talk. Oh, I wish I was so spiritual. Don't wish that you could be someone else. Because the world needs a Baha'i teacher just like you, or you would not have been given the gift of faith. Baha'u'llah wants you to teach just the way you are and reach the people who you can reach just the way you are. Number four, don't ever think, how do I want to serve the faith? We think this all the time. How do I want to serve the faith? How do I want... Don't think that, friends. You are soldiers of love. Think rather, how should the faith be served? And do that. Okay. Number five, always remember the words of Mr. Samandari, that wonderful and radiant youth, when he said, there are many Baha'is, but the lovers, they are so few. Number six, our minds are only capable, friends, of underestimating the power of God. Don't ever think that we have God figured out. Let's get up and do His will, and I think that we will realize that we have underestimated our Creator. It's a very human thing to do. Now, in closing, I have one question for you. And the one question is this. Do you remember the quotation that I read that Baha'u'llah was promised by God, people who would help him? God called them the treasures of the earth. The question that I want to know is, am I looking here at the fulfillment of that prophecy? Are you the treasures of the earth? Are you the helpers of Baha'u'llah? I hope so, because the world really needs you right now. Forget that, friends, the 7-year plan, this is not the issue. The issue is the world. And the world really needs you right now. And the old people, Hossein, all of us, very old people, do you know why we work so hard on these conferences? Do you know why? Do you know why? Really, do you think it's fun? Hossein. Did you hear about the auto mechanic who came to a psychiatrist and then he laid down under the couch? 1 minute. This is the end. The reason that this wonderful National Assembly has given you this conference, this gift, friends, this is the most serious thing I have to tell you. The reason that this conference has been given to you is that we pray that you will do what we have not done. That you will bring the victory that we have not brought. That you will be the treasures that we have not been. And I want to read a prayer, Hossein. Please, have a seat. 1 second. This is a wonderful prayer. Because it's a prayer about your life. And it's a prayer about the future. And it's a prayer about deciding what you want to do with your life. Because you only get one. Dag Hammarskjöld was a Secretary General of the United Nations, flew all over the world on peace missions, really a man dedicated totally to peace. And he died in a plane crash in 1959. The world was plunged in unbelievable sorrow. This man seemed to have a wonderful idea about what would bring peace. And his mother had written a prayer for him in his Bible when he was born. A beautiful prayer, which is a dream that we can all have for ourselves. And you, even you youth, for your children. Listen to this prayer. The day you were born, everyone was happy. You cried alone. Make your life such that in your last hour, all others will weep, and you alone are without a tear to shed. Friends, this festival in the Abha Kingdom, this Abha Kingdom today is filled, I'm convinced, with green buttons. I know it is. And they're also filled with the love of those youth who have gone before you in the Abha Kingdom and who are helping you today. And so I'm going to do something that I've never done in my life, and Hossein is going to do it with me. I promise you he will. Because we have such love and respect for you soldiers of love, we are going to give you a greeting that soldiers get. And this is not only for you, but it is for your fallen comrades, Mullah Hussein, Badi, Anis, Tahire, Hujat, Ruhullah, Roya, Gudus, Mona, Ashraf, Shireen, Hidyat, Zareen, and so many more. We give you a salute to the soldiers of love, because you are going to move the world. Hossein, salute these soldiers. Thank you.